Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Hello, world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is so good to be with all of you today. It is Friday. Thank you, Jesus. And this is a very, very special show. We are welcoming Paul Stone. He is the CEO of Colonial Metals Group and a new sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show. And I'm so thrilled to get to know you today, Paul, to introduce you to our audience, to talk about the existential threats that are facing Americans in this battle for liberty that is continuing into 2024, the attacks on our financial structure, and your specialty, which is investing in metals, gold and silver, investing in the gold and silver IRAs, Roth, you know, 401k, you name it. That is your mission, to help people diversify and protect themselves and their financial future in these really, really crazy times. So welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. Honored to be on your show and speak to your audience and try to be helpful and useful.
Well, absolutely. And first and foremost, I just want to thank you. And I know on behalf of my entire audience, everyone who has been with me for 10 years as we've grown this show from a tiny little double wide trailer in a cornfield to the platform that we are on today. We're also thankful for your support and for the sponsorship. It allows us to continue to do what we do every day. And those parallel infrastructures, those parallel, corporations, media platforms, gold companies that allow people to exit from the systems, the corrupted systems, so that they can protect themselves when things go wrong. They're so important right now. This audience knows that I have been investing in physical gold and silver forever. And when I started, I was pretty broke, right? It was just a little bit here and there. So I have always been a proponent. And I'm really encouraged and thankful that we get to learn from you today about investing, about how to protect yourself, because things are going to get bumpy. We know that. And in the next 12 to 18 months, and just really learn from your expertise. You have a wealth of knowledge and a lot of experience. And let's start there. I would love to just hear a little bit about you and your background, where you come from, and what got you in this position today.
Oh, well, thank you so much. My background is quite varied. I've done a lot. I've learned a lot. Started off as a kid in high school, knocking on doors, trying to, sell landscape services.
Oh,
And I just loved my three favorite smells is diesel, fresh turned soil, and right when it starts raining.
that's amazing.
So that's me in my core. So I'm a little bit country that went city.
Okay.
I grew up in a colony state in Virginia, right outside DC. So that had an impact
Sure.
on things. And grew up with Oliver North's kids and Sam Donaldson's kids and Senator Brown's kids. So we're always out in the woods, always out in the river, Potomac River, fishing, manhunts, camping trips, stuff like that. That's how it all started. My dad was a nuclear engineer, so he worked for Admiral Rickover in the government.
Okay.
And it's quite a job to design nuclear power plants to sit safely inside of submarines. And he had a funny saying, and I use it all the time. I'm going to mention it now. He always had a saying about the government. He said, The government never has enough money to do it right, but they always have enough to do it over.
That's right.
That's right. And so my child was shaped by a mother who was a stay-at-home mom, school teacher, and a dad who was a nuclear engineer right outside DC, and humble beginnings and a lot of fun, you know, just a lot of fun. I'm kind of shocked by how, you know, kids grow up these days. You know, I have a son as well, but very different.
Yeah. Very different. Well, Paul, it sounds like you had that quintessential American upbringing. Mine was the same, small town, Finger Lakes region in New York. In fact, my dad was the chief operator in a nuclear power plant. So he got his engineering degree from RIT, and he was in the nuclear power program in the Navy when I was growing up. So we moved around a lot when I was younger. And that's what I'm fighting for today. People ask me, what are your angles, Shannon? Why do you do this every day? Why are you so committed to the cause of freedom and liberty? And it really is my three kids. I want to give to them the freedoms and the opportunity and the liberty that was blessed to me. And I just couldn't stand it. 10 years ago, when I began to think that things were going wrong, I just thought to myself, I cannot stand by and let this happen without at least trying, right? Using my own unique talents and abilities from my own corner of the world to do whatever it is that God calls me to do in this pursuit of liberty. And that was kind of the beginning of this show and what I've done. But at the core of all of it, it really is always about the kids and then the grandkids. And so I share that with you.
Yeah. I mean, think about the folks that eventually settled the East Coast here. They were tired of raking wheat for the monarchy, and they knew their kids would be raking wheat and their kids would rake wheat. And there was no upward mobility. There was no freedom. There was no way to get ahead. There was no system that even allowed that. So they left the monarchy. Mm-hmm. And they came here, and they, you know, the pretty difficult time showing up on a beach, and here you go. Everything's in the woods and the rivers. Have a nice time. And thank God the natives were helpful to us. And, you know, that's, of course, is a tragedy as things move forward. But when you think about how things begin, it's an idea. And then it's people that are just have had enough, and they just, you know, they just don't want to take it anymore. Yeah. And I love how you stood up, you know, especially during COVID, and talked about things that are being invented out of thin air. How is a vaccine safe invented yesterday? You know, doesn't the FDA usually take 7 to 9 years to approve something? And even then, things can be horrifically wrong. Like, look at OxyContin.
That's right.
Yeah. So what you are is the beauty of how America began. You are literally a soldier. You just don't carry a weapon. You carry resistance. You carry truth. You carry principles, and you speak out about them, and people follow you because they also believe.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, thank you very much. I really do believe we all have a little role to play in this very, very important time in history. And I do think that the history books will be written about this time, starting in March of 2020. What we do really matters, each and every one of us individually. And it's just tragic when you think about it, the American dream slipping away and accelerating in just the past couple years. When you look at home prices, Paul, I cannot believe how impossible it is for a regular, you know, young couple to go out and even buy a home these days, because the currency has been so devalued, so manipulated with rampant spending, profligate spending by these drunken sailors in Washington, D.C., with voracious appetites that will never be satiated ever. And there's just no end in sight. You have to save yourself. You've got to find the lifeboat. You've got to figure out how to secure your own family, because no one from DC is going to come and do this for us.
No.
And I'd love for you to speak to that right now, the financial situation, because we're going to talk about gold and silver and currency and all of that is a hedge. And we're going to talk a lot about Colonial Metals Group as well today, too, because you have a great company, and this is a way for people to protect their wealth. But let's talk about the financial system today and how we got here. Like, how did we get to this place where the dollar is a shadow of what it was 100 years ago? No one can buy a house. Groceries are through the roof. Energy skyrocketing. It's just all a mess. But from your perspective, what is the story here about the financial state of America? Thanks for listening to The Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
The story is, one of my old sayings is life on Earth is always going to be camping. It just is. You're just going to have to live with the bumps and bruises of what life throws at us as a whole and individually. That's just never going to go away. And so life for humanity leading up to 1913 was an unmessed around with gold-backed currency. There was no Federal Reserve. There was no one to set interest rates. There was no one pushing buttons and pulling levers and doing any of that stuff. We just lived within reality. We solved problems by communicating together in groups, and we didn't just have treasure troves of, you know, $100 bills to pull out of the closet and throw at the issues, right? We had to roll up our sleeves as human beings, as neighbors, as Americans, and all of the, you know, the centuries before that lived life as if it were camping.
Right.
And I'll tie together a point, why that's a point I like to make here in a minute. So in 1913, and a great book folks could go read is The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's when the Federal Reserve was created.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't want to get conspiratorial. The Federal Reserve's not a federal agency like the Department of Commerce, Department of Education. It's like Federal Express. It's not part of the federal government. And when you look there at 1913, the dollar started losing its value. It started to lose, even though it was still backed by gold. And when you fast forward up through to where we are today, it's been man's will, you know, at the controls of our society from an extraordinarily powerful resource, our commerce, our currency, making decisions about how things could be better so that one day maybe we could live in a world where we flattened everything out and life isn't camping anymore. And it's fair for everyone and great for everyone. And, you know, we can look around today and say that mission failed. So along all the years from when there was a committee in charge of making decisions about our currency, the dollar continues to lose value. And when we look to 1971, and I'm starting to write a book about this, I can't decide on what the title will be. It's either going to be There's Never Enough Money or a little more mysterious with 1971, because people think, what happened in 1971? Well, 1971, the greatest evil upon humanity was perpetrated by Richard Nixon. Because for all of the years leading up to 1971, your wage growth grew faster than the cost of living. And when we left the gold standard in 1971, the cost of living far outpaced your wage growth. And just quickly, you know, to fast forward to a comment you made about housing, Bill Clinton had an idea that, you know, folks without perfect credit scores should also have a shot at the American dream. The American dream is owning land. It's owning the ground you sleep on.
Right.
Home ownership, average age was down in the, you know, 20 year around the early 20, like 20, 21, 22 years young.
Yeah.
Today it's 36.
Wow.
That's a first time home buyer's average age, 36 years young. When Clinton had this idea, he tried to tell the banks, hey, why don't you guys just, you know, grease it a little bit and let some folks in with some mortgages that aren't perfect credit ratings. And they said, yeah, why don't you just give us more money to lend? And he said, well, here's what I'll do. I'll let you lend 10 times the amount of money you're sitting on.
Okay, wow.
So in a way, banks print money too.
Yeah.
So here's the stat.
And that's through the reserve requirements, right? Am I right there? So banks.
Well, they still had reserve requirements. Yes. They were just allowed to. If you had a 100,000 sitting in a bank, they could loan $1 million off of that.
Right. So the banks are printing money.
Right. In a way, because they're creating liquidity.
Yeah.
You know, what do you need to get a mortgage? You need a bank loan. So if the banks 10 times the amount of loans they used to make, what does that do to limited real estate? It drives the price up.
Oh, yeah.
And here's how horrific those numbers get. So in 1971, an average home in America was 17 grand. So let's just round it up to 20,000 bucks.
Wow.
We've increased our population by 40% since then. So there's 40, let's say there's 40, let's say there's 100% more buyers for a mortgage today than what, 53 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So if we just have twice as many buyers, then median home price should be 40 grand.
Right. Exactly.
That's it, right?
But it's supply demand. Right. Supply
demand. $440,000. That's the average home in America today.
Unbelievable.
400, not 40 grand, with just doubling. We're only up 40% in population. So let's say that the buying pool for people standing in a line to get a mortgage is up 100%.
Right.
Take a $20,000 house to 40,000. How do we get to 440,000? Because the banks are printing money. In a way.
Yeah.
And so that pushes the American dream away from everyone. And it certainly increases the misery index and the agony and the feeling that, oh my God, I don't mean anything. I'm never going to be anything. I'm not going to get what I hoped I could. I'm not going to have a better life than my parents had. That's the sign society is topped out. When the kids aren't going to have a better life than their parents.
And this is what you see. And it really chafes me when I see my colleagues on the right going after the TikTok videos and of like real young people who just came out of college. They have $100,000 in student loans because that's what they were told to do, right? They go and they start their job and they realize it sets in and sinks in that they may never own a home, right?
Yeah.
That things are so tight, rent, and that they don't even have enough to save. They don't even, and they just pour their hearts out on these TikTok videos and everyone's like, suck it up, buttercup. And I'm like, wait a second. I get that we want a hardworking society and we want hardworking Americans and they want to go out, but we're at a point now where it doesn't matter how hard you work. You could work your fingers to the bones. You could work 80 hours a week for some of these young people who are just getting started. And there is just no future in sight for them. That's tragic, Paul. It's wrong.
I say it's evil.
It is.
When the dollar was worth, call it around 80 cents back then in 1971. It was worth 56 cents in the year 2000. Today, it's worth 2.7 cents. If you had $100 today and you took it back into the 30s or the 40s or the 50s, you'd have $2.70 to spend. So it's the inflation game. You shove down on the dollar's value. You shove up on asset prices.
Yeah.
The home median home price goes from 17K to 440,000. The dollar goes from 80 cents to three. And that's what I mean when I say the evil Nixon began is he made it impossible for people to enjoy living here for most people. 40% of the country, Hannity talks about it all the time, don't earn enough money to pay taxes. What? I think the poverty level is 25 grand a year.
Insane. That's insane.
The average income in 1971, I think, was around 9,000 bucks a year.
My word. Guys, we're talking to Paul Stone. Fascinating conversation already. I knew I was going to like you. I knew we were going to have a fun time and a good conversation because you're passionate about what you do.
I'm passionate
and
about
you. You're brave enough to sponsor this show because it's awesome. Guys,
truth.
Colonial, go ahead.
Truth. I was just saying truth.
Exactly. Yeah. ColonialMetalsGroup.com, guys. Colonial Metals Group, that is Paul's company, and he is the CEO, sponsors of the Shannon Joy Show, and we're very thankful for them. So gold, silver, physical gold or silver, if that's your cup of tea, go for it. But they also have great programs for The Roth IRA, the 401k, and moving over portions of your retirement into gold or silver-backed investments so that you don't lose your shirt when everything hits the fan. And it's about to, Paul, because we have been talking about this. Jekyll Island, The Creature from Jekyll Island was a formative book for me that I read about 10 years ago. In fact, I'm working really hard on getting G. Edward Griffin on the show. He's hard to get to. He's a tough one. You got to go through a lot. I had to fill out a lot of paperwork to get to that one, but we're working on him.
Something tells me you are the kind of person to land that. So
I'm diligent, right? And yes. I'm persistent. Mark Cahodes is a big investor out of Silicon, or he's out in the West Coast, and he's a gnarly fellow. I mean, he's a short seller, but a truth teller as well, and just a great guy. And I think I texted and emailed him for like 7 months to try to get an interview. And finally I got him on and we had a great conversation, but no, I'll be persistent on that one. Guys, today we're talking everything you need to know about investing with gold and silver as a hedge and as a protection for things to come. As I mentioned, we've been talking about the devaluation of the dollar, printing money, profligate spending, the Federal Reserve, for many, many years. And it's always kind of like looming out there. But enter 2020, COVID, the lockdown, CARES Act, and all of the events now that have culminated in really what looks to be a perfect storm, right? We cannot continue doing this. At some point, there is going to be a correction, a major, major correction. And that doesn't mean you need to be fearful. It just means you need to be prepared. And we're going to talk to you guys about that today, how you can be prepared in understanding investing in gold and silver. So Paul Stone, keep it right here. We'll be back in a moment to continue this discussion right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
Hello, friends. Shannon Joy here for Connecta Mobile. In a world where every message could be watched and every move tracked, your privacy is not just a preference, it's a necessity. Introducing the ultimate guardian of your digital life, Connecta Mobile. With Connecta, experience the safety of military-grade encrypted messages, where your conversations are yours and yours alone. No data tracking, no eyes on your information, just pure unbreachable privacy. For total phone security and privacy, check out our new sponsors over at Connecta. Visit www.phone123.com/joy or call them today at 941-246-2156. Guys, this is military grade technology in the palm of your hands. Because privacy isn't a feature, it's your right. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy and take back control with Connecta Mobile.
Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure. But having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today.
After a lifetime of hard work and smart investing, the last thing you want to worry about is losing your retirement savings. Hi, I'm Paul Stone. CEO of Colonial Metals Group. We specialize in helping hardworking Americans like you take back control of their financial future, safeguard their savings. In economic times like these, millions turn to physical precious metals as a form of insurance, while conventional investment choices face challenges or even collapse. If you have a IRA, 401k, or other type of retirement account, my team at Colonial Metals Group would like to help you build a financial protection plan outlining the most secure future for you. We've put together a free protection kit showing how you can start investing in precious metals 100% tax and penalty free to protect and grow your wealth. You can download it for free now by clicking the button below. Customers, we're very proud to say, across the country have been very impressed by my team's in-depth knowledge of financial history and their ability to listen to you. We hold the same conservative values you hold and on ones our great nation was built on, and we can't wait to start helping you and working with you. Again, just click the button below to download our retirement protection kit for free now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. Today, we are getting to know Paul Stone. He is the founder and CEO of Colonial Metals Group, amazing sponsors of the Shannon Joy Show. You can find everything you need to know about that company at colonialmetalsgroup.com. Paul Stone, you are an expert in this area. We talked about how we got here, 1913 to 1971 to today. Let's talk about what went down in 2020, your experience, and I call it the origin experience for a lot of people who were going along with life, myself included. I knew things were wrong, and I was in the space of resistance and truth and reporting, but what happened in March of 2020 was definitive and devastating. We saw the largest transfer of wealth that had already been happening per your explanation in the last segment for the past 20, 30, 40 years. But in the days of COVID-19, from small to medium-sized mom and pop businesses and regular Americans to massive global corporations, tech companies, pharmaceutical companies, everyone and everyone who is tethered to and connected to the cretins in Washington, D.C. that did this to us. And it changed everything. Then enter in the CARES Act and just the printing of money unlike anything we've ever seen in the history of this country, setting up where we are today. So can you talk a little bit about what went down in those years and then where we are today and what you think is on the horizon as we're looking at a potential financial crisis?
Sure. I mean, that's a great spectrum to cover because this seems to be, you know, the introduction to the final phase. But yeah. First, we have to understand when did the government, and, you know, I love for people to write in, argue, set up a time where we can be on the phone and help me understand what I might be missing. But I'm 54 and I've asked my dad, he's 84, and I've asked clients if they can think over the weekend, when did the government actually solve some nationwide issue wonderfully? Like the citizens were just unbelievably grateful for how incredible the government solved some national issue. And the limiter, to make it even harder, is without any new money.
Yeah.
But when did that happen? So if we understand the trajectory we're on, we didn't just end up in March of 2020 with bad decision makers in Washington and Wall Street, right? Weren't they already there before in the decade and the decade and the decade before that? So when we look at the trajectory of decision making, and we get hit with this pandemic, whether it was intentional or not, probably was, because it certainly had a great outcome, right?
For them.
Yeah, right. I mean, I used to tell my clients, I said, listen, the Democrats are going to be able to run a donkey if they want to in this election and they'll win.
Yeah.
And so when you look at the decision-making, the printing of money, the government has never seemed to have a better idea. Once Nixon ended the relationship with problem solving by the government teeing up what the issues were and meeting with the private citizens of the brainiacs that would have something to contribute against that issue that they were looking at. The government always used to engage with the society at large to say, hey, you're pros in this space. Why don't, I mean, who in the government's going to build a nuclear reactor? They're going right. to hire engineers that know how to do that, mm-hmm. right? You can't go to government school and go, well, I got a degree in building reactors. So that ended in 71. So 53 years now of just purely the government deciding whatever it wants, and they keep thinking they know better than we do. It's yeah. almost as if they're the daycare trying to make us the kids.
Right.
We're the adults. Like right. if you ever watch C-SPAN without any volume, and I know it doesn't have volume, doesn't yeah. it look like a daycare in suits and dresses?
Yeah.
So.
A circus, a cartoon
this is,
act.
It's
a,
this it's, is the, yeah, this is a time where they're going for it all.
Yeah.
They have their hands on power. And we're going to talk about currency change at some point. Currency change is normal. There were two in our country before today. This would be the third time. Europe gave all of its currencies up. There's no more German Deutschmark, Italian Lira, French Franc. Those became the Euro in 2003. That was a happily negotiated situation. This would be a hostile act.
Are you talking about the using it, the event that we all know is coming? So the financial meltdown-ish mm-hmm. to usher in the new global digital currency. So the central bank digital currency, and then we all know what the next step is, you know, tying those currencies to the social credit scoring. But yeah. when you say a currency change, you're saying that what is imminent, and they're already planning this, right? They're already working on these programs and these currencies. You're probably more knowledgeable about this than I.
We started to see news about what we've always called FedCoin back in 2016.
Okay.
Now, again, I don't mean to be harsh unfairly towards anyone, but to me, there is no scheme in Washington with determining let's ruin everything and then we'll change everything and we'll take full control. To me, it's just ineptitude.
Yeah.
Einstein said the mind that created the problem cannot possess the solution. It literally isn't in the mind.
Right. Right. Right.
So these are the folks that'll just bet their whole mortgage payment on black and spin the wheel. You and I would think, it'd be nice to win if I was a guarantee, but I definitely want to make sure my mortgage is paid for. So I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So when we see it's reckless thinking at the core of the issues. When the government loses, we're the ones that actually lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at any reserve currency country before us. They rose, they fell. Who lost? The people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The government people are all gone. And then there's new government folks. So it's the people that get saddled with the outcomes of these stupid decisions, these reckless thoughts. So yes, if you think of a currency as a treaded set of tires, you walk out one day and you see little metal threads sticking up through your tires. You're down to the steel belt radial. You need to drive to Goodyear or Firestone or somewhere, BF Goodrich and tires, because you need to continue your journey.
Yeah.
So when the dollar is now only worth 3 cents, there's no tread left on these tires. So you have to retread them. That to me is the simplest way. And I'm just a layman. I've just read everything I could on this. And I'm always an open mind to people setting me straight where I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. And until that happens, I'm just going to continue to assume what I'm reading and putting together is right. So currency change would be a drastic destruction to what people think their wealth is these days. And here's an example. So that $440,000 house, right, that we think we have today is priced, let's use easier numbers, $1 million house today priced in a three penny dollar is really a $30,000 house priced in a 100 penny dollar.
Mm-hmm.
If we take the home value and slide it back to a time where the dollar's worth 100 cents, we go from the $1 million home and the three penny dollar back to a 100 penny dollar and a $30,000 house. A new currency would essentially be a currency with no debt.
Oh, wow.
You don't bring the debt forward.
And right.
Again, I'm not orchestrating what this currency change would be or what the decisions or the outcomes would be. But to me, you don't bring the debt forward. You still then have toilet paper with a face on it and just a different name.
And so people could see, So people could see rapid destruction of their investments, their saving, their land. I mean, everything that we've been taught as Americans to do, what is responsible and the right thing to do, essentially just wiped away they wipe all their debt, they create their new central banking digital currency, and then we're really at their mercy, right? At least yeah. Now we have dollars, we have ways to invest in different, but you know, if they really consolidate all that power into the hands of even fewer than are at, you know, activating today, then we really could go into a new 21st century serfdom, really, where we simply exist at the mercy of the overseers. We own nothing. We have nothing. We never get ahead. And that's the 99%. Okay. So if you think you're in the middle class or the upper middle class and you're going to escape this somehow, that's not happening.
Possible outcome. You just keep following the trajectory of the decision making. Well, where does this choice making lead to, right? It leads to, it seems to anyway, where the government is, they know better.
Yeah.
They know better. You know, we did. Obama said, you didn't build that. We built that. Well, mm-hmm. We paid for the paved roads, right? When you think in the military, someone's watching your six. So out in society, okay, we're going to go work out in the weather and we're going to climb these hills and it's going to be dark out. You guys be over there in the government watching our six. They haven't been watching our six.
No.
They're not watching our backs. So when you think of what you just said, well, I'll be out there doing the hard work and taking risks and getting my knees knocked down and bumps and bruises and cuts and such. I'll be out there doing that stuff. You be there representing our state, representing our town, representing our country. You watch our six. They haven't been doing that. They're starting to look at us as the problem now, perhaps, because spend too much. Or we flip homes too often. Or
we invest in gold.
So gold and silver is a solution to a problem.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in this business if there's no threats to one's savings. I'm here to try and help solve a critical issue I think happens for millions of folks at some point. When you look through the history books, I can't see a time where the government made some crazy U-turn out of a hellish trajectory.
Right.
And suddenly society was just like throwing parades for every elected official and every government agency worker in town.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. That's not what human history wrote. We wrote the history. It's human beings writing all this.
Mm-hmm. So Paul Stone of Colonial Metals Group is with us today, and really interesting conversation. I've been telling my audience really the philosophy behind the parallel institution, the philosophy behind the parallel investment strategy, which would include absolutely precious metals, is to diverse, if enough Americans, even if it's 5 to 10% of Americans, are now fully diversified. They are now moving their money in places that are different than the places that the bankers and the overseers and the government people want us to put our money, right? The benefit is twofold. First and foremost, it makes it a lot more difficult for them to collapse things, because I think that people tend to think that it's really easy for them to collapse things. They can just flip a switch and then, you know, we're all screwed. But it's, you know, from what I've observed, it's much harder to do that. And especially when you have wily Americans all over the country zigging when they want you to zag, right? And investing in areas that are going to make it more difficult for them. And it's really just about, you know, really chipping away at their centralized power. And then the second benefit is that when they do try, if they can, to collapse things or to create the financial crisis, if there are enough people that have wealth, that have stability, that have access to their investments so that they don't lose their shirt, so that they can pay their mortgage for 3 months or 6 months, make sure their family is fed, and also help people in the communities around them, it's going to be much more difficult for the government to then come in, because we won't be in that fear panic base state that makes it really easy for them to come in and do all kinds of nasty things. So that's kind of been my philosophy, and that's just my kind of simple explanation of it. When we come back, I would like to hear from you about that and see, because now we want to move into, everyone senses, Paul, that we're in big trouble. Mm-hmm. We're in really big trouble. Even my neighbors who don't pay attention to anything, they don't pay attention to the news. And they're all like, they got the tinfoil hat on. They're talking about, you know, the chemtrails. Like, everyone is in this state of like, okay, Something is very wrong. I think it's excellent. Actually, I think COVID-19 taught us a lot of things about our own government that we needed to learn. So now let's talk about, I think people are ready to hear about this and hear about the solutions. And that's where you come in. That's where your company comes in. I want to hear all about that when we come back. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue this really fascinating discussion with Paul Stone, founder, CEO of Colonial Metals Group. Go check them out. Invest with them. That will help support this show. It will help support the parallel institutions. ColonialMetalsGroup.com, ColonialMetalsGroup.com. And remember, there are a million gold companies out there, silver companies, metals companies, but there's only one that supports the Shannon Joy Show. And also where the owner will come on and talk to us about all of these things and really help us learn. I think that's very cool. So thank you, Paul Stone. We'll be back in a moment to continue this discussion right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
Has the dust settled from the COVID policy response? Far from it. The storms are many. Inflation, learning losses, ill health, high crime, broken government services, displaced workers, substance abuse, mass loneliness, discredited science, real estate crisis, censorship, and overweening state power. The world is on fire with war, mass killings, crime, hunger, revolution. The lack of accountability, or even so much as an apology, is a foreshadowing. They'll keep their newfound powers and try it all again. Brownstone Institute is seeking answers, undertaking important research, and publishing the results while providing fellowships for dissident scholars who have been professionally displaced. It's not about this one crisis. We urgently need to restore peace, prosperity, and integrity in science and journalism. Visit brownstone.org for more. We may never get to the truth, but we can get closer to the truth. There will be no stopping the efforts.
After a lifetime of hard work and smart investing, the last thing you want to worry about is losing your retirement savings. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals Group. We specialize in helping hardworking Americans like you take back control of their financial future, safeguard their savings. In economic times like these, millions turn to physical precious metals as a form of insurance, while conventional investment choices face challenges or even collapse. If you have a IRA, 401k, or other type of retirement account, my team at Colonial Metals Group would like to help you build a financial protection plan outlining the most secure future for you. We've put together a free protection kit showing how you can start investing in precious metals 100% tax and penalty free to protect and grow your wealth. You can download it for free now by clicking the button below. Customers, we're very proud to say, across the country have been very impressed by my team's in-depth knowledge of financial history and their ability to listen to you. We hold the same conservative values you hold and on ones our great nation was built on, and we can't wait to start helping you and working with you. Again, just click the button below to download our retirement protection kit for free now.
Doctors are like you, too much fast food, not enough exercise. And we don't have time for 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. That's why I take Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable supports my heart, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism for energy and weight loss. And at your next checkup, Field of Greens promises your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back.
Welcome back, everyone, to the final segment of the Shannon Joy Show. Just so thrilled to get to know Paul Stone, founder and CEO of Colonial Metals Group, brand new sponsors of the Shannon Joy Show, talking about the terrible, terrible, terrible things the government is doing to we, the people, the United States of America. Much of it has to do with the fact that we're apathetic. We have been apathetic for way too long. We've allowed ourselves to be divided. We've allowed ourselves to be deceived. We have become addicted to our creature comforts. And so there is definitely a role that we all play in securing our own future, but that does not take away from the total depravity and the dishonesty and the corruption coming from institutions that we once trusted, healthcare institutions, educational institutions, our government institutions, our political parties, the political factions that we thought had our backs, all of it has been corrupted. And that's why we're in the tough times that we are in today. But it doesn't mean that all is lost. And it doesn't mean that it's time to curl up into the fetal position and suck our thumbs and cry for our mommies. No, it's time to get busy, get to work and do what we need to do so that we can be a blessing to our families and our communities when they try to do this. And Paul Stone has really dedicated his life to doing that. And especially through the creation of this company, Colonial Metals Group, that helps regular people invest in gold and silver, physical gold and silver, and also turn over their Roth IRA or 401ks or a portion of them so that they can back their investments with physical gold and silver. And it's amazing. Let's talk about the solutions, Paul, because it doesn't have to be bleak. Yes, things are coming, but there are ways that people can protect themselves. And you talk about that a lot with the products that you put out.
Yeah. So remember, earlier on, I mentioned that life on Earth is always going to be camping. Last 53 years, especially, has been an attempt where maybe we could live in a bubble and a utopia engineered by the government and,
right.
and liquidity everywhere and groceries on every shelf. And anytime you want something, just tap a button and it's there on your doorstep. It's lovely. Like you said, creature comforts, but it's not real. So when we think about camping, there's planning ahead, right? Well, what are we going to need? And what if this happens? We need two of those. We need double the amount of batteries, right? Double the amount of flashlights. So you think like that. When you think about your investing choices over the last many years, it's kind of been like, hey, I'll earn some extra money and someone else will make some choices where it goes. But there's always been four locations for your savings. And they are, if you're just pretending to be reading this off the back of a cereal box one morning, go, oh, you can have all of your money in cash in a safe at home. It could all be in real estate. It could all be in the financial world, or it could all be in the vault. Or you could certainly scatter it amongst all four locations, but that's it. So if you can start to define for yourself what your choices are, it's cash in a safe at home, real estate, financial world, or vault. Well, one thing about the vault, if you ask yourself by design, which do I think is the safest place for my money now that I'm under what's very likely to be severe threat? By construction, the vault doesn't hold your assets on book, meaning they can't go to a bank, go, hey, we have all this gold and silver in between our walls. Why don't you give us a loan against that? Mm. All assets are held off book. And we only work with physical gold and silver. Even if it's in your IRA, we can ship that gold and silver to your home.
Oh, wow.
But it would be counted as a withdrawal.
Interesting.
So that's why 99.99% of all people with an IRA, 401k, Roth, SEP, KEO account, they want to go, okay, well, I'll let the pros guard my money. Right now, you're letting something guard your money. But in a depository, there's legitimately guys and gals with guns, security measures. They weigh you on the way into the depository.
Oh my gosh.
You want to visit your assets, they weigh you on the way out.
That's
so
why.
It's a totally different world.
Yeah.
And it's how banks started 100, 150 years ago, right? It was a safe place for your money. Guys with guns, accountants, iron bars, thick walls in the center of town, where they could see bad stuff coming. And so that's what your choices you want to start with. You want to say, all right, well, cash, real estate, financial world, or the vault. So gold and silver is a solution to a problem because when issues hit the dollar, hit the institutions, hit the asset world, that doesn't hurt gold and silver. If Kim Jong-un shoots a missile off at Japan, says, I'm tired of waiting for World War III, let's kick it off tonight. Gold and silver will skyrocket.
Yeah, right.
Gold and silver is a trapped asset. We can't just get more out of the ground because we want to. You pull up a football team in a bus at a Hardee's and they'll cook up all the burgers you need. We're only able to increase the above ground supply of gold and silver by 1% a year. 1%.
Wow. So wow. Yeah.
It's hard to come by. So it's written, you know, the name.
Well, have you seen those reality shows like Gold Rush and Gold Mine and, you know, those jabronis go up to Alaska.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to get some gold. We're going to strike. But it is crazy how difficult it is to extract gold. I mean, unbelievable. It really
and
is.
It could be covering all over the earth, but 70% of the earth's covered by an ocean.
Right.
And it's kind of hard to raise money to dig for a mine in the first place, let alone on the bottom of the ocean floor. No one's going to fund that. So,
well, and so what you're saying really is that like currencies, places where you keep money to feel safe, it really is about society's confidence in that thing, right? So the paper dollar would be fine, right? The paper dollar would be fine if people were confident in it and there weren't so many of them floating around, right? And if people felt stable and comfortable with it, it's when there's chaos and people feel unstable and there's this volatility that people want to move into something that is, that has been stable literally since the beginning of human history. You know, 4,000 years of human history, it has always been metals. That's always been the gold standard, right? So in times of tumult and chaos, this is just the natural place where people should be going, correct?
Yeah, again, it's, you know, you could feel crisis, you feel the heat, but the erosion is really the reason. So again, the dollar's worth 56 cents in the year 2000. Today, it's worth 2.7 cents. So the like printing money has been their response to everything. Just imagine Niagara Falls rushing into your economy every day, every hour of the day, nonstop. Until what? Until that resource is worthless. When the government loses, you lose. And so I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not making, you know, financial projections. I'm taking history and trying to give a voice to it and the mathematics of the situation. So folks that you empower on your show can think for themselves and find the courage to go, okay, it's scary because it's new, but we can get past new. If we can't get past new, we're a party of one everywhere we go.
Right. So, absolutely.
We got married.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Nerve-wracking. So the location of your savings likely defines how you'll experience this, what's on the books to be the 11th recession in our nation's history since World War II. Just plainly stated, when growth can't continue, a recession sets in. Growth can't continue when we run out of the ability to hire more, right? So when unemployment gets really low, help wanted signs everywhere. That seems to be a common occurrence before a recession starts. They're not preventable. Human history's had 2,000 years to try to prevent recessions from occurring, and we've had 53 years of printing all the money we want to try and prevent that from happening. It hasn't stopped.
Right.
The location of your savings, insured by Lloyd's of London, armed guards, security measures, a physical asset. You know, this is a cannonball from the Revolutionary War, right? Physical things make things happen, right? You can't guard your home with stock in Smith & Wesson. You can't go shopping at Walmart with stock in Walmart. So it's just the physical, you know, gold and silver at your elbow and a safe at home and your retirement savings in a depository.
That is what I like about your company. As I was doing my research and we were working on putting together our partnership, one of the things I love about your company is that you really do give people choices. You do the physical gold and silver, but you also do, because people feel different. They have different levels of risk that they want to take. And I love it. You know, for me, as I've mentioned to my audience before, I always wanted to invest in gold and silver. And, it was many, many years ago that I finally was like, there was never a right time, you know? So I just got a little bit of extra money and I just decided to take that, you know, extra couple hundred dollars and buy a little bit of silver. And that was my very step. And then every time I got a little bit of extra money, I would buy a little bit more and I would put it in my, you know, different safety deposit boxes and undisclosed locations across the county. And I would just continue to like little by little by little. And so anyone can start anytime. You don't have to have a bunch of money in the bank. You don't have to have all those things. Like, you can begin in that way. And then particularly, you know, for people approaching retirement or in retirement who have investments, I think it's very real conversation that they should have with a financial advisor or with their kids about, as this is coming, where do you want to be? And I do love that what you guys do over at Colonial, it's not paper gold and silver. It is completely backed by the real thing, which I think is really cool for sure.
Yeah. And the, you know, as we probably wrap up here soon, but the greatest thing I'd like to say about Colonial Metals Group is when I came up through this industry, I realized that my success was tied to the level of care I had for the person on the other phone, on the other end of the line. Mm-hmm. And so everyone we bring on board, we groom, it's the you know, our mission is to make sure the person on the other end of the phone never feels pressured, feels listened to, feels respected, right? We meet you where you are. That's what we're here to do. We're here to go meet you where you are in this part of the conversation. Most folks want to protect their savings. They're just searching for the courage to actually get it started. And I also want to say, comfort level that can say yes. That's where you start. Wherever the comfort level is, you don't need to impress us sending big bucks over all at once. We're not, it's not about us. It's not about me. It's about helping you do something you've probably been thinking about doing for the last few years. That's what's great about Colonial Metals Group. We give a damn. We actually care. We know you helped build the country. If you're retired today, if you're in your 60s, 70s, 80s, you helped build America. We're here to make sure you get the right treatment and you don't feel anything off. You just feel right. You feel respected and taken care of.
Well, and that's so important. And really, honestly, it really is. I mean, the level of anger that I often feel, I mean, I really think we do need like righteous indignation. Like what they are doing to us is wrong. Yes, we, the American people, have gotten it wrong from time to time, and we should have been keeping a closer eye, and we should, you know, try not to let these political factions divide us and all of the things. But at the end of the day, most Americans are hardworking. We want to get ahead. We want to serve our communities. I mean, look at what Americans did during COVID-19 and the rollout of these disgusting, killer, poisonous jabs. You had millions of Americans, hundreds of millions of Americans who did not want to get the vaccine, but did it because they thought it would protect their neighbors. They thought it would protect grandma or people with compromised immune systems. That's the American people, right? And they were abused and used and lied and deceived by these government institutions. And I share your anger about this as well, because now they're itching to do the next thing. And it's a really disgusting next thing. And as many people that we can get into the lifeboats outside of the Titanic before it goes down, the better, in my opinion.
Yeah. And to me, that mission is helping people who already want to do this find the courage to do it.
Yeah.
That's our goal. We want to help you find that courage. Courage doesn't live within us. That's why there's a word for it. Fear lives in us. Courage is something we have to reach for.
Right.
I don't really think that the folks we would call extraordinary were extraordinary. They were ordinary people. They're made of the same stuff we're all made of, but they did extraordinary things. They did extraordinary things. They reached for courage. And to me, that is the thing that puts the greatest smile on God's face.
Aww.
Is when he sees his kids acting courage, because isn't that faith in action?
Absolutely.
Isn't that faith? You know, there's an old... hopefully we have another minute. Indiana Jones movie.
Go
right?
for
he's
it.
Running
we got
down
time.
This tunnel. He's got this huge ball chasing after him. Behind the ball, this big stone that's rolling after him, going to crush him. There's 100 crazy guys with spears running after him. He runs up to a chasm. He remembers reading something in a book, the book, folks, that if you have faith and you step out into the chasm, a stone will appear under your foot. He didn't have a choice. It was either the ball was going to crush him, or he's going to fall to a 1,000-foot, you know, bottomless pit. But he had faith and he stepped out and a stone appeared under his foot, and then another one and another one and another one. And he crossed the chasm.
Yeah,
that's courage. Will a stone appear under my foot? Mm-hmm. Right. Will the government save me, or do I have to save myself this time?
Yeah.
Are we at that point? The dollar's worth 3 cents. There can't be much more printing left. Right. If you picture the dollar as something that comes out of a mine, The federal government, the whatever, Wall Streeters, they've removed 97% of your dollar mine. Only 3% remains. It would be a chasm so vast, you could park every plane in the world inside of this hole.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, that's the mission. I am so glad. You're awesome. I knew you really are. You're fun to talk to. And
thank you.
I really hope that you'll come back on a regular basis on the Shannon
Absolutely.
Joy Show and
honored.
Help us. Yeah, I mean, it'd be amazing. And because there's going to be a lot of stuff going down. I mean, we just touched the surface today of this, you know, gigantic problem. We still need to talk about cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin and all these other places that people are putting their money, all the scams out there. And again, things I think are going to be moving pretty quickly. In the next, we are in an election year. I mean, that's when things always go a little bonkers and bananas. but you don't have to listen. And I absolutely agree with you. Having courage, having faith, just believing that God is going to provide for you. Things are going to go bananas, but these things have happened before, and you can secure your family and your community and be a blessing to them. And it's just through the research and being diligent and stepping out in courage and in faith. And so I'm really thankful to have you on the show and really thrilled to have you on again. Any last words that you would, as we wrap up the week and we move into a weekend, and I hope you all have a wonderful, relaxing weekend. Spend time with your family, get outdoors, go to church, do all the things, because we've got another week of very busy broadcasting to do next week. But before we let everyone go for the weekend, Paul, any final words?
Yeah, I would just like to say that it isn't your fault. It's not your fault that it's so tough to be happy in this country today. We're not even the top 20 of happiest countries on the planet. It's not your fault. You did your job. You raised the kids, single parents, two jobs, all the challenges, sickness and health, the divorces. You did your best. It's the government that let you down.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad about yourself. It's time to even stop being mad about it.
Yeah.
We're way beyond a vote changing the situation. It's time to turn to that book, turn to wherever you find spiritual confidence.
Yeah.
Get with yourself and know your own mind and start to look at, okay, what courageous act might be necessary here? And if you find favor with us, give us a ring.
Oh, it's the best. Hey, I have a number, 888-705-0950. Yeah. It's right here on my piece of paper. So I figured now, since you mentioned it. Guys, in the show notes, you'll get all of the links, all of the things, all of the phone numbers, all the ways that you guys can get a hold of the amazing staff over at Colonial Metals Group. Again, you can go and check out their website, or if you want to talk to a real person, have a conversation, they'll meet you where you are, as explained by Paul, and you can get started, right? No obligation. There's no harm in learning, and that's what you can do today. So, Mr. Paul Stone, thank you again. You are always invited back on the Shannon Joy Show, and you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Oh, and thank all of you for being with us today. We could not do this without you, the loyal listeners and viewers. You're amazing. Have a wonderful weekend. We will be back on Monday to do it all again right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.